Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Singumngani ola ngazo zonke ikhathi 24/7 asiye lapha ke ku Pastor Babsi Shilubani sizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umphathise maphi amazwi ngoba siyadinga encouragement bazalwane siyadinga ukuthi nalapho mhlambe sibona ngathi kumnyama bese ke sithola amazwi asikhanyiselayo so bakhona abafundisi abafana no Pastor Babsi Shilubani ukuthi uNkulunkulu babekile kuleyo ministry Pastor Babsi sawubona
Sawubona sisibahle good afternoon and happy spring day it's spring but it's cold
hey le spring les hay mina I don't know angazi lapha emalokishini bayenzani kubanda so
Isprinter from Kong, being to something new school to left for like long pants, jackets, cups. Okay, so Gabon and Thailand, springless. I think we're right.
Hey, yeah, but we thank God. Pastor Babsi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama. Uzosithulela a word of encouragement.
Yebo sithatha nginibulisa futhi ngibulise naba all your listeners at home. It's a privilege and it's an honor to be on this station once again, Nyabonga, that you trust me and the grace of God. You know, sithatha and to the listeners, we are in a season, we're entering a new season. This is this month, it's a month of birthing, which is month 9, the month of birthing. It's a month of newness. It's a month of something that you're about to see that you've never seen before. But it's so important to understand the seasons that we're in. This season of birthing, this season of newness. We are also in a season whereby maybe ukhona ekhaya, by September I would have lost weight. I'll be weighing so much. You had planned by September. Means we're saying it's a deal, and it didn't happen the way you wanted. By September, I'm going to take my parents on a holiday. Maybe your parents have passed away before September. And you had planned, September come, I'm going to buy a new car, I'm going to move into a new place. And those things didn't happen. So it's important for us to know, what do we do when things don't go the way we want them to go? Perhaps manje sekuphethe stress. We are in a season whereby depression, stress, and anxiety is on the rise. It's like it's rising. It's on the increase because of competition, because of comparison, because we're looking at what others are doing. My peers, my age mates, my age mates, they have two cars. My age mates, they are going on a holiday overseas. Mina, I can't even afford to go la eLimpopo. This is a season, sithibahle, and your listeners at home. Maybe when ulalele uthi izinto zami azihambi kahle. Ngingayenzani? We take the word and encouragement and motivation from a servant of God. God said, this is a man after my own heart, David. David gets home from Ziklag, and then he gets to Ziklag coming from where he had conquered. Magafiga, wathola ukuthi iZiklag has been burned into fire. Yonke into ayisekho, ayikho. What does he do? Ma athuyabheka, abantwana abekho. The parents are not there, the wives are not there, they've been taken. But uDavid, bambheka bonke labantu bebebamthemba bathi he's a man of valor, he's a soldier. Mathambe naye empini siyazi ukuthi siyawina. Bambheka bathi iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi they wept until they could not weep anymore. Bakhala bangasakwazi ukuthi bakhale kanjani bathi kungcono lo muntu lo simbulale muthi they were even thinking of stoning him. That's what we read in the First Samuel chapter 13. David was greatly distressed, for the people talked of stoning him because all the people were bitter in spirit, each for over his sons and daughters. Maybe you are there, umlaleli. Hi. We're going to uyimeti watikeriwa. Things are heavy on you. You don't know what to do. David tells us here, ukuthi ithi but bekunzima kusemzimeni abantu they turning against him. I don't know who's turning against you. I don't know who made plans with you and suddenly they said, we can't do that anymore. Yes, you've been going to gym, you've been eating healthy, you're still not a size 34, and you're still stuck on size 40. Yes, you're still stuck in your two-room while you had thought that by this time, you would be in a balcony, you would be in a balcony. Yes, intanga zakho zihamba ngama convertible, ilahla. Intanga zakho zihamba ngama SUV. When you're still driving that car leya wayithenga 20 years ago, but you still get to where you're going. The Bible tells us that, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. My sister, my brother, wherever you are, this is your season to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because if you want to encourage yourself, transformational speaker, you're waiting for a motivational speaker, you're waiting for your pastor, you're waiting for your prophet, this is a season where you need to take position and encourage yourself in the Lord. This is a position, this is a time whereby you take a position uthi mina ngiyama ngezwi lika uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wangithembisa ukuthi I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. And ukhumbule ukuthi you are made in his image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, it says, God created man in his own image. The image of God, he created him male and female. So it means that there is no distinction between a male and female. For as long as you are created in the image of God, guess what? You have the creating power in you. It means we are called ukushintsha izinto. You can create things because the Bible tells us that, and God created things. Everything he created, he said. After saying it, he said it was good. What are you creating for yourself? After David had encouraged himself in the Lord, indeed, wathola amandla okuthandaza, because some situation amanye nasindlula kuwo, awukwazi nokuthandaza because you are so distressed. When he had encouraged himself, go back to the word, they say you'll find strength to pray. Yeah. And then when David had prayed, he knew what to do. He found the solution. The solution was that God said to him, go and pursue them. You will overtake. Mm. My brother, my sister, take your stand, encourage yourself in the Lord, find the strength to pray. UNkulunkulu uzophendula akutshele ukuthi what is the next step that you're supposed to do. Where are you supposed to submit your CV? Where are you supposed to submit your tender? Where are you supposed to submit your proposal? Where are you supposed to submit everything? Uye kuphi UNkulunkulu uzokuguide. But first of all, encourage yourself in the Lord. And may the Lord richly bless you.
Wow. What do you do, Mzalwane, when things are not going the way you're planning a corner? Impendulo, nayi. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Wow. Pastor Babsi, thank you so much. Nge word of encouragement. Simtholaphi u Pastor Babsi?
Oh, Pastor Babsi, you can find me on my website. It's www.babsishilovani.com or on all social media networks. I'm Babsi Shilovani. Everywhere.
Yes. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Babsi Shilovani.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Wami. Sizophinda futhi sihlangane. May God bless you.
Thank you so much and stay blessed. And to all the listeners, continue staying
in the Lord.
Hey, lalela ukuthi ngikhipha ngobani la. Ngikuphelezela ngovashen Michelle uthi Joy.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.